This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, June 6th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Stabenow critical of House Bill's farm safety net. Farm Bureau backs proposed poultry regs, and trade mission to Vancouver is set. Stabenow rips House Bill for payment increases. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow is making clear she doesn't like what the House Ag Committee did in its farm bill when it comes to commodity programs. During an online conversation yesterday with former Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Stabenow cited estimates the House bill would more than double payments for southern producers with cotton, rice, and peanut-based acres. Quoting an analysis by economists and policy analysts at the University of Illinois and Ohio State, Stabenow said the proposal would basically put the farm bill back to a system in place before 2014 where, quote, you get a government payment whether it's a good time or a bad time. She said boosting payments by 70% would mainly benefit big farmers of the South. We've never had a 70% increase in the farm bill for anything, she said in the conversation with Heitkamp during the One Country Project Virtual Rural Progress Summit. A House committee staffer said the bill's reference price increases were based on changes in per unit production cost to account for growth in yield and productivity. Take note, Stabenow, who plans to retire at the end of the year, said she hopes to pass the farm bill before then, though likely not before the election. She added, however, that one-year extension Congress approved last fall has served pretty well thus far. After addressing anti-hunger advocates yesterday morning, Stabenow told AgriPulse Rebecca Alvey that farm bill progress on the Senate side is slow at this point, and she has yet to see a proposal from panel Republicans. By the way, Senate Ag's ranking Republican John Bozeman said yesterday he plans to release his proposed farm bill framework in the next week or two. He told Alvey the document would be, quote, a very detailed summary. Farm Bureau issues positive statement on proposed poultry rule. The nation's largest farm group yesterday put out a statement showing some support for a newly proposed USDA rule that would guarantee poultry farmers a base price for their birds, create a duty of fair compensation to growers, and require companies to disclose additional information about financial opportunities and risks for growers when it comes to capital investments. In a statement yesterday, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said the organization, quote, has long advocated for changes to ensure poultry farmers who contract with processing companies are treated fairly. And he is glad to see many of our concerns addressed in the new rule. The current poultry tournament system puts tremendous pressure on farmers while providing them little information and recourse throughout the contracting process. We are thoroughly reviewing the proposed rule to understand its full implications and look forward to submitting comments, Duvall said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA, Indian Country, representatives to participate in trade mission. 13 tribal agricultural leaders and 15 agribusinesses will embark on a trade mission to Vancouver, Canada, June 17th to the 20th. The mission, led by USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Alexis Taylor, will focus on expanding trade opportunities for tribal producers. American Indian, Alaskan Native, Native Hawaiian agriculture production is estimated to contribute $8 billion to the U.S. food economy, USDA says. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, Intertribal Agriculture Council Board President Harlan Bellew, and officials from Maine, North Carolina, and Oregon Departments of Agriculture also plan to attend. Former Sustainable Aviation Fuel Company CEO hit with prison time. A former CEO of Sustainable Aviation Fuel Company, Adler Renewables, has been sentenced to 3 years in prison after participating in a scheme to embezzle $5.9 million from the company and defrauding investors out of around $15 million. Brian Scherbakow pleaded guilty to wire fraud in February. Court documents say he transferred company funds without authorization to his personal bank account, used a company bank account to make unauthorized purchases, and attempted to hide his actions using, quote, falsified financial records. His purchase included a vintage Mercedes-Benz sports car, a Range Rover sport utility vehicle, payments to an art auction operator, personal tax liens, personal credit card payments, rent payments on personal residences, payment to a beach club, electronics, and a down payment on a condo, that according to a Justice Department press release. FDA, CDC to open multi-state investigation into salmonella outbreak. The Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have opened a multi-state investigation into an outbreak of a salmonella strain potentially linked to cucumbers. So far, there are 162 people infected with the outbreak strain of Salmonella africata reported from 25 states in the District of Columbia. There have been 54 hospitalizations and no deaths, that according to the CDC investigation notice. Investigators have interviewed 65 infected people and 72% report eating cucumbers. Earlier this week, Fresh Start Produce Sales, Inc. voluntarily recalled whole cucumbers that were shipped to 14 states after the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture found a sample that tested positive for salmonella. The product should no longer be available for sale in stores, according to FDA. CDC and FDA are advising people to avoid eating, selling, or serving the recalled cucumbers while the investigation continues. Bozeman co-leads delegation to Normandy. Ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, is leading a bipartisan delegation to Normandy, France, this week to mark the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion by Allied forces during World War II. The delegation arrives in Normandy today to meet with veterans and to pay their respects at the American Cemetery of Colville-sur-Mer, according to a release from Senator Richard Blumenthal, who is co-leading the visit. The delegation will also meet with American diplomatic and military leadership stationed in Europe throughout the trip, which goes through Sunday. Well, here's today's He Said It. I think you ought to go and talk to some of the Democrats who voted yes on this bill and gently remind them about what's at stake here and make sure they are with us when, if this bill ever comes to the floor, which I hope it never does. That Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts on the House Farm Bill that advanced out of committee with the support of four vulnerable Democrats. McGovern was addressing a group of anti-hunger advocates yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, June 6th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.